No laughing. This is life and death.
God is saying to you and to me, children, learn by what they see. I need you to learn by what you see. What are you seeing? What are you watching? You guys, we have a choice.
Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship? And fellowship in the Greek literally means participation with. What fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion is light with darkness?
No, but most fervent prayer of my heart is, God, teach me what it means to be heaven-minded on this earth. Teach me to be able to see your kingdom here on earth. That's all I want to see.
What accord is Christ with Belial? What part is a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement is the temple of God with idols?
Numbers of Christians go home and watch HBO, a program I've never seen. I don't have television. But I read about it in the newspaper today, in the New York Times, called The Sopranos. This is a mafia bunch that kill and murder and maim. Gratuitous sex, cheating, lying, mafia. And we have millions of Christians now in the United States getting together and talking about the next show, and they're addicted to it. Addicted. Some of you hearing me now, that's your favorite show. No laughing. This is life and death. Did you come here tonight? Did you raise your hands and sing and shout and have a good time? And you know you've been watching this filth?
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Some of the greatest promises made to us as believers. Verse 17, therefore,
come out from among them, the world,
and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you.
I don't want to go and watch a movie with my family on the book of John. And it's such a holy experience. And I get to sit through features of calendar girls about middle-aged women who want to get naked on a calendar. I am offended by that. I want to be offended by that. Because God is saying to you and to me, come on, I need a people who are heaven-minded.
These are some of the greatest promises made to us believers. I will dwell in them. God says, in my glory, I'll dwell in you, among you. I'll dwell in you and among you. I'll be your God and you shall be my people. But it's not an unconditional promise. It is a conditional promise. If you come out from among the world, then I will receive you. In other words, if you don't, you're not going to see my glory. Now this, listen, this is not being made to the world. This statement is being made to a church that's filled with the Spirit and operating in spiritual gifts.
Oh, beloved, would be to God that everyone in this house would turn their television off once and for all. Would be to God we would put down the counsel of the foolish and stop listening to the scorners and all the idiocy of a society that is spiraling into darkness. Would be to God, as His people, we would become separate to the purposes of God and consecrate our hearts and our lives and our tongues to God's purpose.
Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. Hold on. Let's see that again. Let us cleanse ourselves. Are you getting the picture?
I hate mediocrity in the name of Jesus Christ. I despise it with everything in my heart. I hate stupid games in the house of God. We are called to be deliverers. We are called to be deliverers.
Grace empowers us to do what truth demands.
Our message is, if you're lost in sin, Christ will save you. If you're powerless, Christ will empower you. If you're wounded, Christ will heal you. If you're afraid of the future, Christ will give you faith.
If you're oppressed by the devil, Christ will set you free.
Yeah. believe in the love of God. I've preached mercy, grace, and love, covenant love. I believe in preaching the goodness and long-suffering of Christ. But multitudes today are being saturated with your okay messages. We've got people now that are turning the grace of God into lasciviousness.
Grace empowers us to do what truth demands.
Do you know what heaven-minded looks like? Heaven-minded looks like whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, whatsoever is right, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is excellent, whatsoever is admirable, whatsoever is praiseworthy, just, modest. Think on these things. That's where he's taking us. That's where he wants us to go.
The high call is not to live a pretty sweet Christian life. It is to walk with God.
Here's my hands, here's my heart. Purify me, lead me up your mountain. Seal my hands, seal my heart. I wanna be more like you. Here's my hands, here's my heart. Purify me, lead me up your mountain. Seal my hands, seal my heart. I wanna be more.